listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. Mackay and Whit Sunday's mortgage holders are bracing for yet another interest rate rise today when the RBA meets again at 2. It currently sits at 3.85% and has gone up 11 times since May last year. Amy McVie from the Queensland Council of Social Services says if they rise, the government will need to intervene. The entire mining supply chain could be affected if the federal government's same job, same pay policy is passed. That's according to the Minerals Council of Australia, which claims the policy's wording is too broad, which could mean workers, labour hire staff and contractors may need to be paid equally regardless of experience. CEO Tana Constable says it may just make the economic situation worse.
Need them to come to the table and explain exactly what they mean by same job, same pay, and work with us to make sure that it's not going to impact on business at a time that we need to see productivity and economic growth in this country.
Industrial Relations Minister Tony Burke says claims businesses can't pay long-term employees more are just not true. A popular lookout spot in Mackay has been vandalised with explicit and racist remarks. The North Mackay Rotary Lookout, located at the top of a residential street, has suffered significant damage to the shelter with racist remarks spray-painted on multiple surfaces. The popular spot was started by the Rotary Club in the early 70s and received a $1.42 million upgrade in 2020. Taking a look at local sport, the Bakers Creek Tigers came within 4 points of ending the Eastern Swans' perfect start to the AFL Mackay men's season, but missed out 49-45 at the weekend. North Mackay Saints are still in the top spot and made light work of Mackay City Hawks 135-13. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the listener app, search for Mackay and the Whit Sunday's local news, and add to your favourites now.